Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jai Shri Prabhupada ki. What do we do now? Go ahead. Anyway, there is some space here. If you all like to, you can all move forward. And it seems like there's a lot of devotees out in the corridor. Where's Radhakanta? Is Radhakanta here? You want me to call? Maybe you want to explain everyone what this is about.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
We're having some shiksha ceremony. I will quickly explain what that means.
Put this away somewhere.
There are different levels of Krishna consciousness. It is very hard, generally, for congregational devotees to start immediately and chanting 16 rounds following all the principles. So it has been designed having some intermediate steps where spiritual performance is rewarded, is recognized on the different levels called Shraddhavan, Krishna Satta, Krishna Seva, Srila Prabhupada, Ashraya, referring to someone even chanting just one round. So why shouldn't such a person be honored, recognized of having made some commitment to Krishna consciousness, just chanting one round of Hare Krishna Mahamantra? And accordingly, there are more commitments. So we have some of our younger devotees, actually, all of them. So all in our cell group or Bhakti Vriksha group, where we meet every Friday, because there that we get the support of carrying on the commitment, they will promise chant a certain number of rounds according to the various levels and in front of the Vaishnavas, Krishna, and so on. And then they will be rewarded with a certificate. We give them a little present as well to honor their commitment and the garland of Srila Prabhupada. And it is expected so future candidates will year after year increase their commitment. They may promise on one level, chanting one round or four rounds. Now, in 6 months or 1 year, they'll be chanting 8 rounds, 16 rounds, and in 1-2 years' time, they will take initiation as our Gandhian Yashamati Mark will take initiation. So that is a Shiksha program all about that, in fact, it's all over the world, very successful, of recognizing intermediate levels of Krishna consciousness. So we call the future candidates forward now. They will do their bows, and they will repeat after you.
If you write, tell me what to speak.
What you said last time, what is your commitment to the level?
But I don't remember all the details that goes with each level.
Chanting on
Shraddhavanta, one
round.
I don't Shraddhavanta. That's why if you show me, then I will read it.
Yes.
That's Shraddhana Munaya, Jnana Vairaga Yuktaya. Everything starts with Shraddha. That is the basis of spiritual life. Adho Shraddha Tathasadhu Sangha. Bhajana Kriya, Anartana Vittisya, Tathashaktish, Tatharuchi, Tatharuchi, Tathashaktish, Tathabhava. Even Rupa Goswami, he describes these different stages of advancement in spiritual life. But ado, everything has a beginning. Ado, Shraddha. Shraddha. Oh. Ha-ha means rit, and da means dhan, to give. So, that process by which one gives one's heart, that is called Shraddha. So, sometimes people ask, what is faith? So that's what faith means. Faith means that one is actually giving one's heart. Krishna says, what does Krishna say? Paripatena pariprasnena shivaya. The conviction to do paripat pariprasna seva, that is Shraddha. But without that, then it is not possible actually to practice spiritual life. It remains theory. So it is all theoretical. So practical, just like this is a house, and before it was built, it was on a drawing board. That is very nice, but that is still all elementary, or it is still all conceptual. So the basis upon which the conceptual becomes manifest is the foundation of the building. Similarly, when there is Shraddha or faith, then spiritual life develops or grows. Until then, there's just a blueprint. But you can't live in a blueprint. It serves its purpose. You need to have a blueprint. But so sometimes the idea is there. People have good intentions. So good intention is good for good activity. But good intention alone is of no value. Just like you may have an intention to build a house, but until you build it, you can't do anything. It just becomes its theory. And you can't do anything with a blueprint. You can't live in it, you can't heat it, you can't sell it, you can't mortgage it, you can't do anything. So Shraddha, ado Shraddha, that Shraddha is there. And when one gets this Shraddha, then he's considered to be very fortunate. He's called a fortunate person, Bhagyavan. Brahmanda, Brahmiti Konya Bhagyavan achieve. So someone is Bhagyavan. How do you get this Shraddha? Then Rupa Goswami says, Krishna Bhakti Rasa Bhavitamati Kriya Api Kuto Pindabhyate Tatta Loya Molya Mekaram Janma Koti Sukriti Nalabhyate. You can do Sukriti for Koti Janma, for millions of births. You can't get Shraddha. It comes by some good fortune. That good fortune means by the association. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, Shraddhavan Janahi. By the association of faithful, do you get faith? Just like how do you magnetize iron? Only with a magnet. But it doesn't become magnetic otherwise. Or electricity, but that's the essential form of what's going on with the magnet. So it has to be magnetized. Similarly, by associating with those who are faithful, one becomes faithful, and then upon this faith, one can then actually construct the edifice of devotional service. Otherwise, it remains a good intention, and they have this very clever saying in English, that the road to hell is paved with many good intentions. So with good intentions, one can go to hell, but only with a real concerted effort to come to the platform of Krishna says, Mami kam sharanam bhaja, surrender to Krishna. And that's. Now, so we start off with Shraddhavan. Shraddhavan, hey. So, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, yes, Shraddhavan, John. If you're a faithful person, then you can start on the path. Now, we are going to call, we've got one Shradavan, one Krishna Sevak, two Krishna Sevaks, and one Srila Prabhupada Ashraya. These are the particular stages. Shradavan, short name Satsangi or Shradavan. What is the qualification? Now we're calling upon Kapil Joshi. Please come forward and you can offer your obeisances to Srila Prabhupada and devotees. Accepting the instructions or sacred order of Lord Chaitanya to chant Hare Krishna, minimum one round, to worship Lord Krishna, to visit the temple or otherwise cultivate devotional service as far as possible, and to read the teachings of Lord Krishna, Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, and other books of Srila Prabhupada. So, Kapila is going to now take this vow. Are you ready to take the vow? Vows should usually be taken with tilak. But just to save time, we'll let you put it on afterwards. Okay. I, Kapil Joshi, do hereby accept the instructions or sacred order of Lord Chaitanya to chant Hare Krishna. Minimum one round a day. Listen, everyone's got to hear this. To worship Lord Krishna by visiting the temple or otherwise cultivate devotional service or otherwise cultivate devotional service as far as possible, and to read the teachings of Lord Krishna, Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, and other books of Srila Prabhupada. Hari Bol. Bhakta Kapil ki jai. Now we have two Krishna Sevaks, Urvasi or Dhedra and Bimal Papat. Are they here? Urvasi, Bimal. Look, Bimal's got dhoti on. Urvasi's got tilak on. They both got tilak on. See, this is the next stage. This is Krishna Sevak or Sadak, or it's also known as Gauranga Sadak. You can take your choice. Anyway, here it said Krishna. Krishna, Lord Chaitanya, they're the same person. I'll just read the qualifications quickly in case you want to change your mind. Chanting a minimum of 8 rounds of Hare Krishna Japa, refraining from intoxication, meat eating, gambling, and extramarital sex, offering of bhoga to pictures, establishing an altar at home, and generally accepting the process of sadhana bhakti. Says 8 rounds here. This a modified version? 4 rounds? 4 rounds. 4? All right. 4. You should just... Oh, I'm reading Sadak. You're right. Sevak. Did you get worried? Let's backtrack over here. Okay, now we're Krishna Sevak, and the other one was Krishna Sadak. Qualification, chanting a minimum of 4 rounds of Hare Krishna Japa, refraining from meat eating, believing in Lord Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, possessing a devotional attitude, and avoiding of grossly immoral acts. Drugs, prostitution, etc. All right. Is that okay? It's a good thing I read it. Otherwise, I would have started reading it. You would have replied. You would have been stuck. Very wise. Let us start slowly. Just like One once famous man used to say, it's not how you begin the race that counts, but how you finish. The tortoise said that? Well, I thought it was the rabbit who said it. All right. Now you both say all together. Urvasi, you'll say your name. Bimal, you'll say yours. I vow to chant a minimum of 4 rounds of Hare Krishna Japa, refraining from meat eating, believing in Lord Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, possessing a devotional attitude, and avoiding of grossly immoral acts. Here it says bad things like drugs, prostitution, and like that. All right. Urvasi and Bhakta Bhima. Haribol, Haribol, Haribol. And now we have one Srila Prabhupada Ashraya, and that is Prayesh Patel. It looks very nice. Dhoti, tilak. You know what is the... yes, you know, Pundrik, he goes to work in his tilak. He teaches at the university in tilak. What's our business to be known? Should I go over what it is? Or you just want to dive in the deep end? I'll just read it quickly. Practicing minimum standard of Krishna consciousness for ISKCON members is given by Srila Prabhupada, namely chanting of minimum 16 rounds of Hare Krishna Japa, refraining from intoxication, meat eating, gambling, and illicit sex, and generally showing a strong conviction in Krishna consciousness. There are actual sort of more detailed unfolding of this. Okay, you're ready. Prayash. I, Bhakta, do hereby vow to practice the minimum standard of Krishna consciousness, standard, for ISKCON members, as given by Srila Prabhupada, namely chanting of minimum 16 rounds, minimum, of Hare Krishna Japa, refraining from intoxication, meat eating, gambling, and illicit sex, and generally showing a strong conviction in Krishna consciousness. Generally that means rendering service, coming to the temple, assisting in temple services, preaching, and so on. All right. Prayesh, thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Very good. Wow. Look at this. It really pays off. Pays off to make a conviction in Leicester. That's a maha present. So now do we want to have the initiates come forward also? Oh, I'm taking a photo, excuse me. Kalangana, you're okay over there? Did you bring Mangalartik sweets? No. She could have brought some. You're not making sweets nowadays? We have to initiate enough disciples to be able to continue the parampara. Although I still think they're all too big, but... Yes? No, not the disciples. The sweets are really big. They're like That's why they're called Maha Prasadam. Maha Maha Prasadam. All right, we welcome Mother right there. Now, how would you like to continue? Look at that beautiful patterns Bhakti Dipurna Maharaj was making. Rangasundha Prabhu, what would you like to happen now? Do you want to you want to do some more? Or you want to do Apavitra? And then I will talk after. You will tell them what to do. Yes, ladies can offer their obeisances to Prabhupada and have a seat. Is the whole family here from Yashomati? Yeah? So, you want me to say Mangalacharana? You will say. You. Or you know. No one will look around it. You're going to do the Achman now? Wendy, your family is also here? Mm-hmm. Huh? The whole row at the back? Oh. Thank you for coming.
Kaksha sa bhaya vyantara suchi Sri Vishnu
Sri Vishnu. Have those beads been offered, Japa beads? You could offer them to Panchatattva. In the meantime, when there's a gap of silence, then everyone can just chant Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. Shri Vishnu. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
Oh, Holiness Shivaram Swami to speak for just a few minutes on the holy names of Lord Shri Krishna. There's the nice verse that says, Namas Chintamani Krishna Chaitanya Rasa Vigraha Purnak Shudo Nityamukto Binatnam Naminamano. In essence, this verse, it teaches us that Krishna and his name are the same. And the name of Krishna possesses all of the qualities of the Lord himself. It is said that Lord Krishna is Purna. We know that this word Purna means complete. Shadaishwarya Purna means that he has six opulences in full. So just as Lord Krishna is complete, his holy name is complete. Shuddha means pure. Krishna is Pavitram. He is the purest of the pure in all respects. In the same way, his name is the purest thing as well, because it is none different from the Lord. Simply by vibrating Lord Krishna's holy name, all of the defects and the imperfections and impurities of this Kali age can be removed. Nityamukto. It is meaning that Lord Krishna is eternally liberated from the influences of matter. We know in the 7th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna, he begins explaining the process of pure devotional service to Arjuna. And he tells Arjuna that this pure devotion is something which very few great souls will come to. Then the question arises, why is that? And the answer is given, it's because people within this world are under the influence of the three qualities of material nature, goodness, passion, and ignorance. But Lord Krishna there emphatically, he explains that the three qualities of material nature, they come from me, but I am never touched by them. So Krishna is always in the eternally liberated position of life. So just as Krishna is eternally liberated, his holy names are eternally liberated from the effects of Maya. So this verse also says that Krishna's name is Chintamani. And we know this Chintamani stone, the Vedic philosopher's stone, was such a thing that anything that this Chintamani touched, it would turn to gold. So in the same way, Krishna's name is Chintamani. And if we will keep ourselves in contact at all times with Krishna's holy name, then that Nam Chintamani will have the effect upon our consciousness that it will transform us. It will transform our consciousness from having material conception of life, having conception of life that we're products of matter, having conception of life that we're men or women or whatever, any material conception of life. It will transform that conception to the pure conception of life that we are Krishna's eternal servants. So there's nothing that contains as much potency as Krishna's holy name. It has been written, Madaram Madaribhyo Pi Mangalebhyo Pi Mangalam Pavanam Pavanebhyo Pi Harer Nama Eva Kivalam, which means Madaram Madaribhyo Pi Madur. We're all looking for sweet things in life, but there is nothing as sweet as the holy name of the Lord. Madaram Madaribhyo Pi Mangalebhyo Mangalam, auspicious. We are all aspiring to have auspiciousness in our lives, but there's no source of greater auspiciousness than Sri Krishna's holy name. Pavanam Pavanebhyo Pi. Pavana means to save. So there's nothing that has the potency to save us from our fallen condition of life in Krishna's holy name. Therefore, Hare Nama Eva Kivalam, Hare Nama Eva Kivalam. The holy name of Krishna is our only resort and our only shelter. So, thank you very much. Hare Krishna.
Thank you. I'm just going to request Wendy to turn around 30 degrees this way. No, this way. This way, with your back that way. Your back that way. Back that way. Yeah, that's a little, yeah, just a little, because you have your back straight to Prabhupada now. We should always try to avoid having our back to respectable persons. It's always a sign of disrespect to have your back. I will just speak briefly about, since we have many devotees here and family members, what the meaning of initiation is. In the Divya Gyan chapter, Transcendental Knowledge chapter of Bhagavad Gita, Krishna explains how that transcendental knowledge is acquired. And he gives this very famous shloka, Tadvidi Paripatena Paripashtena Shivaya Upadikshantita Gyanam Gyaninasta Pradarshana. He says, if you want to achieve transcendental knowledge, then you have to take Upadikshanti. Diksha means Divyam Gyana Yatodharyat. Diksha means to Diyatik Shiyatik. That process by which one receives Shiksha, or instruction. Everything has a learning process. Any science is acquired through learning. We learn mathematics, geography, physics, chemistry, history, whatever. And for that, generally, unless one is somebody very exceptional, one requires a person, a professor, to teach. So when we begin learning, that is called initiation. You initiate the process. So the process whereby one formally initiates the process of acquiring transcendental knowledge, that is called initiation. Now, in spiritual life, this has somewhat of a different dynamics, in that usually when we talk about acquiring knowledge, it is something of an academic exercise. In other words, if you memorize what's written on a piece of paper, then you know it. Of course, one should be able to practically apply it. Now, in spiritual life, knowledge has two aspects. One is called jnana, the other is called vijnana. Jnana means the assimilation of the information, and vijnana means the revelation or the realization of that information. Now, realization is not possible simply by memorizing, reading books, or so on. But it's described in the Bhagavatam, Śrīmatā svakatā Krishna punya śravana kirtam riddhyantastaiha vadrāni, that the Supreme Lord is within everybody's heart. So when he sees that one makes an honest endeavor to learn, then he actually reveals that knowledge from within. Otherwise, knowledge remains academic exercise. It is external, and for all intents and purposes, does not have sufficient substance in order to propel one forward in spiritual life. So what is that that induces Krishna to reveal knowledge within the heart? Ooh, we should ask everyone to turn their telephones off. Is it yours? Yours, no? That's right. The other day, mine went off during the yajna. And I was telling everyone, was that here in Leicester? Oh, that was in London. My telephone went off, and I was telling him, turn your telephone off. Turned out it was my telephone. So what is it that makes Krishna reveal the knowledge from within? Krishna says to Arjuna that Mami kam sharanam bhaja aham tam sarva papebhyo. If Krishna sees that we are surrendering to him, that means that, what is the consequence? Knowledge has a purpose. Knowledge has a particular purpose. What is the purpose of knowledge? The purpose of knowledge is to know and love God. And everyone acquires knowledge for some particular purpose. Generally, we go to school. Why? We have a knowledge. The point of the knowledge is that we get a particular profession. With that profession, we can have our own livelihood. That is the purpose of having that knowledge. Similarly, in spiritual life, it is, as mentioned, not an academic exercise, but it's meant to know and love God. But in order to know and love God, we should, first of all, know how to know and love, be able to serve God's representatives. So when Krishna sees that we are approaching and surrendering to his representative, Vaishnava, and serving them heart and soul, and taking serious the instructions that they give us, because Krishna then says, yad gatvana punar moham evam yashashi pandava, then he becomes pleased. And then that which is read in books becomes manifest within the heart. You cannot replace that with any other way, and ultimately it's not something that can be mimicked. So we see very often that people may have great book knowledge, especially, for instance, maybe not now so much, but even a generation ago, everyone in India would learn the Bhagavad Gita off by heart. So they would know all the shlokas. And despite the fact that they know all the shlokas, they wouldn't believe that Krishna is God. So what does that mean? I know the Bhagavad Gita. How can you know the Bhagavad Gita if you don't believe that Krishna is God? So that is because it's lacking from within. And this initiation means that one initiates this process of learning, that it is not only acquiring knowledge through Shrota, Vyanvindriya, Jindra, through hearing, but actually a process of self-surrender. And it is this process of self-surrender which is fortified by the acceptance of vows. You will see earlier we had our devotees who were doing these shiksha vows. That was not really an initiation, more it was the acceptance of some vow. Here with initiation, what we have is that devotees will be... Well, I'm just really building up a fire here. So the devotees will be actually avoiding those activities which are detrimental towards spiritual life, making a real determined commitment. Yes, I will surrender to Krishna through his representative and apply myself seriously to understanding what does it mean to actually be a servant of God. In other words, the study of Shastra and its practical application through chanting Hare Krishna, engaging in the service of the temple, disseminating Krishna consciousness. Really in this day and age, it becomes impossible to separate practice of Krishna consciousness and giving it to others. Apani achari kori aprachar. The Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he is our Juga avatar and our worshipable deity. He's given this order to everyone, and especially those who are born in Bharat. If you're born in India, parakara upakar, you must do welfare work for others. What is that welfare work? Jare deka tare kaha Krishna upadesh. Whoever you meet, whoever you see, you have to give them Krishna upadesh, Krishna's teachings. Bhagavad Gita is Krishna's teachings. Srimad Bhagavatam is the teachings of Krishna. Of course, Bharat also means this world. So it's everyone's responsibility. If you're practicing Krishna consciousness, then the fact that you've understood Krishna consciousness is that you give it to others. And this is just a natural thing. If you have a good thing, only a miser, only a Scrooge will keep a good thing to himself. Every broad-minded liberal person will naturally want to give a good thing to others. And if one has the solution to the problems of material existence, and knows the path back home, back to Godhead, then how can you not give it to others? And by giving it to others, one becomes very much endeared to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and he easily transverses this ocean of material existence. Samashita ye padapalavapavam hat padam punya jasho murari bhavam bodhiryat param padam 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 yavadi padam nate sham. Padam padam yadvi padam nate sham. Bhavam buddhir yatsa padam 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 yadvi padam. So material ocean is very, very broad. But by taking to this process, then just like the size of the calf's hoofprint, you can easily cross over it. It just requires a little determination. Anyway, so this is the initiation ceremony you're about to see take place. First we will ask both initiates, Bhakti and Wendy, and Jashumati to repeat these four prohibitions that more or less are general for general practices. They're not really a spiritual commitment, they're more moral commitment. And then this one main regulation of chanting 16 rounds daily, Prabhupada would say minimum, almost always. You can chant 64 if you like, if you have the luxury of so much time, then by all means. No limit, no upper limit, just lower limit. And then they'll also receive spiritual names. Spiritual name is meant to indicate that one is a servant of Krishna or the devotees of Krishna. And then, by offering grains into the fire, one will give up the connection with this material world and with this material body and commit oneself to one's eternal spiritual relationship as a servant of the Lord. And at the conclusion, then there will be a feast. Yeah. All festivals, all ceremonies have to conclude with distribution of spiritual foodstuffs. In the 17th chapter of the Gita, Krishna says that any ceremony where there's no distribution of foodstuffs is in the mode of ignorance. So that must always be there. All right, so if while you're out chanting Hare Krishna, we'll ask Bhakti and Wendy to first maybe offer obeisances to Srila Prabhupada, and then you could come and which is your beads, the light one or the thin ones? The light ones. And then she'll say the vows in presence of all the witnesses. We have lots of witnesses. There is also Panchatattva, Vaishnavas, the fire in its unmanifest state, and Srila Prabhupada. Future, that you can tell a mind's psychology by the type of tone that he has on his mobile phone. Some people have nice melodic things like that. Doctors have those types. Others have some very passionate things. Others just have normal telephone tones. I have a normal telephone tone. Okay, now Wendy, you're going to have to speak very loudly so everyone can hear what the rules and regulations are regarding Srila Prabhupada's desires. Well, the last one was an optional one, but that's fine. Just to clarify that nowadays it's not clear. Illicit sex means sex life outside of marriage for any other purpose other than bringing nice Krishna conscious children into this world. I think you've already done that. Your name is, I was just seeing Srila Prabhupada was saying it means someone who actually conquers in all directions, but it's also a name of Radharani, yes, who's always very victorious, especially even in her arguments with Krishna. She's always very victorious. Anyway, everyone will know this name. It is a very well-known name in India. Vaijayanti Devi Dasi. I will chant Hare Krishna until Yashomati comes. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram Ram, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. That is also option. But it is good. Anyway, you already have such a nice name. It's hard to do anything but to just adding just a little. So this is Vyasamatya's Madhya Yashoda's name. And so if you change it a little, then it will become Krishna's name. That will make it, if you're Yashomati Nandan, that means the son of Madhya Yashoda, that is Krishna, the Devi Dasi. Hare Krishna. Now we'll ask Maharaj to invoke the holy fire. Is there anything else to do? Alright, we'll chant Hare Krishna together, hoping that the fire will start. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. See if what Govinda Maharaj says is true. Ram, Ram, Hare, Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. Hare Ram, wow.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna,
Hare Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Hare Ram. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna.
Don't chant too much, otherwise the fire is going to get a little too
hot. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna.
You can explain what you're doing as you go along.
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare.
There are many different fires. How many different fires? 49? 80? 18. There are 18 fires, and this is one of them. This is a Vaishnav Homa. And Maharaj will just explain a little as he's worshipping the fire.
Yeah,
Someone put on neck beads, please. Neck beads? Kalangana, you want to help with neck beads? Oh, alright, let me put on. Yes, put it. Should I, throw with these three fingers like this into the fire. Everyone can repeat following mantras. Om Jnanati Mirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Jena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Svaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Svapadantikam Svaha Bandeham Sri Gurun Sri Jutapad Kamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatan Vitantam Sajivam Sadvaitam Shabadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakan Vitangsha Swaha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya. Swaha Swaha. I'm still going on Bhagavad Gita. Gita Jayanti. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swamini Tinamine Svaha Svaha Svaha. Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschachadesha Tarine Saha Saha Saha. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Srimati Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Niti Namine Swaha Swaha Swaha. Shivarshabhanavi Devi Daitaya Kripabdaye Krishna Sambandha Vijnana
Daine Prabhave Namaha Swaha 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 Madhuro Jvala Premaja Shri Rupanuga Bhaktida Shri Gaura Karuna Shakti Vigrahaya Namostute Swaha 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 Namaste Gauravani Murtaye Dinatarine Rupanuga Virudhapa Apasiddhanta Dvanta Harine Swaha 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 Namo Gaura Kishoraya Shakshad Vairagya Murtaye Vipralambara Sambodhe Padambo Jayate Namaha Swaha 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 Namo Bhakti Vinodaya Satchit Ananda Namine Gaura Shakti Swarupaya Rupanuga Barayate Swaha 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 Gauravir Bhava Bhumnestam Nirdishta Sajjana Priya Vaishnava Sarvabhauma Sri Jagannathaya Te Namaha Swaha 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 Banchakalpata Rubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanan Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Swaha 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 Namo Mahabhadanaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namane Gaura Tise Namaha Swaha 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 Panchatattvatmakam Krishnam Bhaktarupa Swarupakam Bhaktyavatara Bhaktyakhyam Namamani Bhakti Shaktikam Swaha 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 Taptakanchana Gaurangi Radhi Vrindavanishwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Swaha 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 He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dino Bandhu Jagatpati Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Swaha 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 Jayatam Shurato Pangor Mamma Mandamatir Gati Matsarvasta Parambojo Radha Madana Mohano Swaha 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 Divyad Brindranya Kalpadrumada Srimad Ratnagara Singhasanasto Sri Sri Radha Srila Govinda Devo Krishna Libi Sivyamano Smaramani Swaha 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 Siman Rasa Rasarambhi Vangsivata Tatastita Karshan Venu Shmanir Gopir Gopinata Sristana Swaha 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 Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shivashadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Swaha 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 Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Swaha Swaha Swaha
Now if you can stand up with a banana folded in your hands and we'll make the final offering into the fire and repeat this mantra three times, and at the conclusion then we will place the bananas into the fire and do the Purnahuti. Govinda Maharaj will do his famous Purnahuti into the fire.
Namo Brahmanya Devaya
Go Brahmanya
Hitaya Cha Jagat Hitaya Krishnaya Govindaya Namo Namaha Namo Brahmanya Devaya Go Brahmanya Hitaya Cha Jagat Hitaya Krishnaya Govindaya Namo Namaha Namo Brahmanya Devaya Go Brahmanya Hitaya Cha Jagat Hitaya Krishnaya Govindaya Namo Namaha Swaha Swaha Swaha.
Yes, you can place the bananas into the fire. And everyone can offer their obeisances.
Jayam Vishnupad Paramahamsa Parvikacharya Ashtottara Sat Shishimad Vicharanarvinda Bhaktivinoda Goswami Maharaj Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Vishnupad Shishimad Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Goswami Maharaj Prabhupada Ki Jai. Anat Kuta Vaishnavinda Ki Jai. Namachari Shiridas Thakur Ki Jai. Shirup Sanatam Vaturagna Jivagopala Vatasaragnat Sad Goswami Prabhu Ki Jai. Prames Gosetana Prabhuritananda Shirvit Grada Shri Gaur Bhaktivinoda Ki Jai. Radha Krishna Gop Gopinath Shyamakunda Radha Kunda Giri Govaram Ki Jai Shishi Pancha Tattva Ki Jai Nitai Gaur Premanandi All glories to the Sama devotees All glories to the Sama devotees All glories to the Sama devotees All glories to Sri Guru and Sri Gauranga Jai Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai.
This is a very auspicious day of Ekadashi to perform this ceremony. Also the appearance day of Jagadish Pandit, associate of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Thank you all very much for your kind patience and attendance. And Rangasundar Prabhu, anything further you like to say or to be done? There will be aarti, and thereafter there will be prasadam. Hare Krishna. Sri Sri Pancha Tattva Ki Jai. If everyone stands up, that means there will be room for everybody. And Gauranga Sundar Prabhu or someone may lead aarti or Ram Charan Prabhu.